I don't like Brussels sprouts. My mother was of the old school. When I refused to eat the Brussels sprouts, she'd say, "Just think of all the starving people in China." I'd eat them resentfully, not because it would rescue a starving population, but because my mother wouldn't let me leave the table until I did. Shame and intimidation don't really help us obey our better instincts, or like Brussels sprouts any better. It's more likely when we're feeling guilty, we're much less inclined to do for others. And if we do, we will feel as though we've been coerced. People used to say, when you're down, think of all those who are worse off than you are and you'll feel better. I think that's rubbish. No, there has to be a better way of managing misfortunes, whether they're ours or others. Just thinking, wow, I'm glad I'm not that bad off, is not the way to go. On TV recently, I watched Governor Cuomo speaking to the needs of New York and how the city was being ravaged by the coronavirus. He painted a grim picture. As Cuomo spoke, I had a feeling I didn't like. It wasn't compassion, it was relief. After all, I thought, the shore is more rural and less densely populated, so I'm less vulnerable to the infection. This is the same feeling I thought was so contemptible in others, finding in the suffering of others a way to feel better. My relief was short-lived as I met my own self-centered impulse head-on. I felt like a deer in the headlights. It's best to deal directly with the corrosive effects of self-centeredness in ways we are told to deal with the COVID-19. First, take a thorough inventory of our own spiritual vital signs to determine the state, in this case, of my soul. Checking regularly helps immensely. A self-inventory can help me clean out the ego litter, the way we go through a closet that's long been untended and pitch out all kinds of accumulated junk we really don't need. As with closets, so it is with our psychic spaces. What we've accumulated there, we really don't need anyway. What does any of this have to do with Brussels sprouts? I recall one incident years ago. My daughter offered to cook dinner for me. She knew nothing about my unhappy history with Brussels sprouts, and as dinner came, I saw to my dismay 3 Brussels sprouts sitting and half an inch away from the salmon. My self-centered instincts came over me, and it was compelling. Tell her to lose the Brussels sprouts and ask if she'd make something else, I thought. Scrambling for a time to decide just what to do with my egoistical impulses, I inquired, "Oh, you like Brussels sprouts?" Not only did she like them, they were her favorite. I struggled for a minute and then said, "I'd like to try them." When I feel a compelling instinct driven only by my own selfish impulse, and I can recognize it for what it is, I try to catch it in the bud and decide deliberately just how I want to handle it. In this case, my better angels told me to just eat it. George Merrill on the shore.